Spain has had a general election, but the results seemed too close to call. There had been speculation that the Popular Party could get into power with the support of the far-right Vox Party. That would have resulted in ousting the socialist government run by Pedro Sanchez. But the results are far from clear at this point. For more, we're joined now by journalist Miguel Angel Morado in Madrid. Good morning. Can you just tell us, it looks as if the people have spoken and now it's time to figure out exactly what they've said. So what do the results say so far?
Well, what the results are of that is that the People's Party, the Conservative People's Party, has won the election, but with far fewer seats than it was expected. So it really cannot form a government, not even with the far-right party, Vox. They are far from an absolute majority. So this gives the chance to the left to remain in power. But even that seems a little bit difficult. It's possible, but it's still difficult because that would mean that the socialists will have to count on the support of the pro-independence parties in Catalonia and the Basque Country, which it did have already, that support. But now, in this case, they will have to support it directly. It's not enough for them to abstain and allow the government of Pedro Sanchez to be formed, but actually they have to actively vote for it. And this is complicated because one of these pro-independence parties in Catalonia has said that they won't do that unless Pedro Sanchez allows them to have a referendum of independence, which under Spanish law is banned. So it's a difficult situation, but let's say that there are more chances now of the left remaining in power than anything else. Or there can be, of course, another snap election, a repeat of the election.
So what will happen now? Is Spain looking at a period of political uncertainty?
Yes, at least in the coming weeks and perhaps even months, there will be negotiations. It won't be easy. But ultimately, either there will be a new election or a government will be formed. So the instability will not last very long. It will be just a matter of weeks or months.
Has there been a situation whereby Spain has been slowly moving to the right, as we've seen in other countries?
Yes and no. I mean, the narrative of the rise of the far right in Spain was never correct because, in fact, the far right party, Vox, has lost many seats in this election, and that was what was projected. The question was whether the moderate right-wing conservative party, PP, could win enough seats to form a government, even if it was finding some sort of agreement with Vox. That didn't happen. As I say, they won the election, but not with enough seats. So, no, I wouldn't say there's an ascent of the right wing, or let alone the far right in Spain. What we see is the recovery of the conservative right, of the moderate right, but not that recovery has not been enough for them to have a government.
Now, you've obviously held the election at a time of a heat wave. We've all seen the pictures on our television screens here. Has that had any impact on the turnout?
Not really. The turnout has been very high, surprisingly, because, as you say, the heat wave, but not only that, also the fact that it's a holiday in Spain. We have two bank holidays in this week. The end of July is typically a holiday time in Spain. And yet the turnout, which has been a little bit over 70%, is much higher than, a little bit higher than 4 years ago. So, no, it hasn't affected the turnout. In fact, this was one of the question marks in this election, whether Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez had made a blunder or by calling the election on this date. Well, it doesn't seem so because the result, even though it's not a victory, it tastes surely for him like a victory because nobody expected the Socialist Party to have such a showing. They only increased the seats by two, but it's a victory nonetheless for them.
You mentioned the Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez. To what extent did he succeed in making the campaign about himself?
Yes, he did. The campaign was centered around his personality. He was on TV giving interviews all the time. He actually didn't do that many rallies in person. This was a campaign that was conducted mostly on TV. And obviously, yes, he has had a success. It might be attributed to him to some extent, which is surprising because the received knowledge was until yesterday that he was a liability for his party, that he was the one who was unpopular, not his policies, but himself. Perhaps that's not true, and certainly that is the way it's going to be projected in the Socialist Party.
Miguel Anzo Morado in Madrid, thanks very much for joining us.